here. See, according to Calhoun, it is 8:08 in the city. And, of course, now we have to, we're going to play a spot, which I'm really behind these people. The Evelyn Woods speed reading course. And we're going to play a spot. I took Evelyn Woods speed reading. I took that. I'll do the weather, Evelyn Woods speed reading style, if you're ready. I went to this school for a few months, and I have mastered speed reading through Evelyn Wood. And here's speed reading, the weather. I'll do it. Let's show you what I've learned. Partly cloudy, windy, and turning colder tonight with a slight chance of showers. Clear, windy, and cold tomorrow.
Cloudy and colder tomorrow. Cloudy, see the coast over the chance of rain. Low tonight, 38, high tomorrow, 45. Tomorrow, 46, high tomorrow, 48, airplanes, downtown, 65, what do you
see? Nice shot. That's game.
Good set, Tom. Hey, did you hear about the party tonight? Should be a good one.
I know, but if I don't catch up on my studying, I'm in big trouble.
Come on, Sally. It's almost time for the game.
Oh, not this kid. I've got a history midterm tomorrow.
It's a real problem. How to get your studying done and still have time for fun. Well, Evelyn Wood has the solution. Our RD2 reading program should enable you to breeze through your studying in a third the time it's taking you now. This week, Evelyn Wood people are giving free one-hour demonstrations that will show you how to read faster right on the spot. Plan to attend one at these times and places.
Take your free lesson today at 4 p.m. or 7 p.m., or tomorrow at 12 noon, 4 p.m. or 7 p.m. in Cudworth Hall, Engineering Auditorium on the University of Alabama, Birmingham campus. That's today, 4 p.m. or 7 p.m., or tomorrow at 12 noon, 4 p.m. or 7 p.m. Cudworth Hall, Engineering Auditorium on the University of Alabama campus. Take your free lesson now.
Well, the ex-governor, I'm sorry, did I call you the governor?
I'm still the governor, you know.
No, now we all know that you're no longer the governor of the state of Alabama. You're now the ex-governor.
Well, I don't like to talk about that, Sonny boy. As far as I'm concerned, I'll always be the governor of Alabama.
I see. Well, do you miss your position? Do you miss your seat in the Senate?
Well, I don't miss my seat in the Senate because when I left the Senate, I took my seat with me.
I see, Governor. Well, I should have known you would have done quite that much. Well, you've been out of office now for how long? A month?
I've been out a month, and I want to say a few things about our new governor.
Well, you know that I always let you speak on my show, so go ahead. Speak.
I'd like to say to you, Sonny boy, as you know, that Farb James, his real name is Forrest Theophilus James.
That's right. It is his real name. How did you know that?
Well, because they called him Theophilus, you know, because when he was born, the doctor looked at his mother and said something funny to her.
What was that?
He said to her, said, "Ma'am, that's Theophilus looking baby I've ever seen."
I see.
That may sound morbid, but that's the way it happened.
Governor, what can I say? That's a true story, too.
That's a true story, first of all.
That's where the name came from. It is a strange name. Well,
Bob's really doing a great job. I have to congratulate him.
Well, how is that? What has he done?
Well, he's carrying out his campaign promises to cut state spending.
And what steps has he take? Steps has he taken to accomplish that goal?
Well, he's cut down on the employment, you know. He's cut people's jobs down, put them out on the streets and the unemployment lines, drawing their pennies.
I see. That's the answer.
Only problem is I can't find all the money he's been carrying out somewhere.
Well, Governor, what else have you been doing?
Well, I hadn't been doing much, you know. I've been working up in Birmingham County.
And what have you been doing now? I didn't know. You're here in Birmingham? This is not a long-distance call, then.
This is not long distance. I'm here in Birmingham at my new office down at UAB.
I see. And what is your duties as a UAB office holder?
Well, I don't have any duties. They just pay me to be here.
Oh.
It was a government job today.
I see. Well, so you enjoy that position.
That's right, you know. I've been doing the same thing for the last month I did for the last 10 years in office.
What's that?
Absolutely nothing.
I see. And getting paid for it to boot.
Getting paid for it, first of all.
Well, Mr. Governor, as always, it's a pleasure to speak to you on the show, Georgie Porgy. And I'd like to say good night. And do you have any closing comments for the people of Alabama who love you so?
I do, you know. I was real touched this morning when there was a phone call on Layton and Dearman's program asking about the governor.
Was there a call this morning, a Layton and Dearman show asking what happened to the governor?
That's right, and I'd like to say to my mother, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, Governor, and we'll talk to you. Call again, okay?
I will do so.
And we'll talk to you later. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye to you, Mr. Calhoun.
sounding radio station.
Engineering Auditorium on the University of Alabama Birmingham campus. That's today at 4 p.m. or 7 p.m. or tomorrow at 12 noon, 4 p.m. or 7 p.m. in Cudworth Hall, Engineering Auditorium on the University of Alabama campus. Take your free lesson now.